How to make a pinch pot. Hand-building basics for potters. If you want to understand clay, start with a pinch pot. No wheel, no molds, no slip. Just your hands, a rib, and a ball of clay. It is the most direct relationship you can have with the material, and that is exactly why it matters. Pinch pots are one of the oldest hand-building techniques in ceramics. Every culture that has worked with clay has used this method. It requires almost no setup, no equipment, and no prior experience. But do not let the simplicity fool you. The fundamentals you learn from pinching, even wall thickness, controlling form, reading the clay, carry into every other technique you will ever use. What you need to make a pinch pot. That is it. A ball of clay, roughly the size of a tennis ball to start. A rib, metal or rubber. Either works. Your hands. A bowl of water nearby is helpful, but use it sparingly. Too much water weakens the clay. How to make a pinch pot. Step by step. 1. Wedge your clay. Before you do anything else, wedge your clay. Spiral wedging works well here, and so does ram's head wedging. Use whichever you prefer. The goal is a smooth, air-free ball with a consistent texture. A clean start makes everything else easier. 2. Open the center. Push your thumb into the center of the ball, stopping about half an inch from the bottom. You do not want to punch through. This creates the floor of your pot. 3. Pinch outward. Working from the base up, pinch the walls between your thumb on the inside and your fingers on the outside. Rotate the ball steadily as you work. The goal is even pressure all the way around, not just squeezing in one spot. 4. Use your rib. Once the basic form is open, use your rib on the outside to smooth and compress the walls. This is where the rib earns its place. It refines the surface, removes finger marks, and more importantly, compresses the clay, which strengthens the walls and reduces cracking during drying. Work the inside with your fingers while the rib supports the outside. 5. Refine the form. Keep rotating. Keep checking wall thickness by pressing gently between your fingers. Thin spots and thick spots will show up here. Address them now, not after the clay stiffens. If the rim starts to crack, smooth it with a damp finger. 6. Let it set up. When you are happy with the shape, set it down on a bat or piece of drywall and let it firm up slowly. Cover loosely with plastic if you want to come back to refine it further. Dry too fast and the rim will crack. Common pinch pot. Problems and how to fix them. Uneven walls. This almost always comes from pinching in the same spot without rotating. Keep the ball moving in your hand. Cracking rim. Usually means the clay dried too fast or you overworked it without compressing. Smooth the rim regularly as you work and keep the clay at a consistent moisture level. If you are working with paper clay, cracking is less of an issue. The added fiber gives the clay more flexibility as it dries. Bottom too thin. Push your thumb too deep on the first opening and you will have a fragile floor. Stop about half an inch up from the bottom and compress the base with your rib before you open further. Lopsided form. Set the pot down and look at it from eye level. If it leans, correct it while the clay is still soft. Once it stiffens, you are stuck with it. Why pinch pots are worth your time? I still make pinch pots regularly, not as finished pieces, but as a warm-up. Pinching forces you to pay attention. You cannot zone out and let the wheel do the work. Every wall, every curve is entirely your decision. If you are newer to hand building, start here before you move to coils or slabs. The muscle memory you build, knowing what even walls feel like, knowing when to stop, is worth more than any tool you will ever buy. And honestly, a well-made pinch pot is a beautiful thing on its own. Once you have the form down, you can take it in a lot of directions. Apply the peacock technique, try frozen pond on a flat-bottomed pinch dish, or keep it simple with a single dip glaze. The form is the foundation.